Oh yeah, I'm definitely rested. 3 weeks off, so yeah, it's been good. It's not been nice watching it on TV. You know, I'm watching everyone playing on TV, and I'm sat in the house because it's not what you want. But at the same time, I've been on the practice board getting ready. We've got two tournaments now before the World Championships. You know, so we want to get into good form because all the lads that have been on TV, they've been on the last few weeks playing. So, you know, I want to get back up there and, you know, get back on form and get ready for the World Championships.
I know that obviously the recent competitions perhaps haven't gone entirely to your own your own design, how you would have wanted them to, but how do you feel form-wise? Because, you know, 3 weeks, as you say, it's a lot of time on the practice board and a lot of arrows could be thrown in that period.
Yeah, it's I feel good. It's been good. Yeah, my last couple of TV tournaments, you know, first round Michael Mansell, and then I got through to the second round in the place in the European Championships, and lost to Dave Chisholm, 10-9 and 9-7 up. You know, you shouldn't be losing them, but you know, well done to Dave for getting back, and he's had another good tournament again. So yeah, it's something I need to hit the floor running again now we've had a break, and hopefully catch these lads back up and get ready.
With the weekend ahead, it's the last opportunity to qualify for the Players' Championship Finals down in Minehead, and I know that that obviously you're safely in the qualification zone as a lot of the other UKSM lads, but the last sort of two or three places could still be up for grabs. Is that something you might have to be mindful of when the draw's made on Saturday morning?
Yeah, I just play my game because at the end of the day, I know I'm in the Players' Championship. But I've got other reasons to need to play well this weekend. I need to stay in that top 16, which I'm 15 at the moment. Because after this weekend, you're automatically then in for, you know, European Tour 1 and 2 next year. So you're looking past the World Championships now. Already, you know, because this weekend we stay in the top 16 guarantees you another two big tournaments, and one of them is Gibraltar, so, you know, it's the one we like to go to. So I've got to stay in that top 16, and that's my aim this weekend.
But you say about that, it's an interesting point, really, because, you know, everybody keeps saying about how it's the Players' Championship Finals and the Worlds, myself included, but, you know, you've just raised the point about there are dates further in the future which you're looking for. Does having so much to concentrate on, in some respects, does that perhaps make you more focused and make you more, you know, make you more able to concentrate on the here and now, because you can only control what's a couple of minutes in front of you?
Yeah, you can only control that, but at the same time, you've got to look ahead. You know, we're all already looking at January, February and March, even though we haven't had the World Championships yet. And, you know, it's the way the PDC do it at the moment and the way they plan things. So, you know, it's this one here. There's a lot of people will be looking at it to get in the Players' Championships, and we're looking for January, February and March. You know, your World Championships, once that comes, that's a bonus. Because you can forget the rest of the year, but this Pro Tour one, because of the way they've done it now on a 12-monthly rolling, you know, it counts for January and February. So, yeah, it's very important.